I believe that how you act in a crisis shows what kind of person you really are. In any crisis, a person has a short time to react to the situation. A person must choose what they think is right and what will help them and keep them out of harm's way. The decision that a person makes defines them of who they are and where their morals stand. Over the summer, I worked as a lifeguard at Jordan Point Aquatic Club. Nothing crazy ever happened at the pool, and there had never been any drownings or deaths. Me and another lifeguard were working on July 4th, which was the worst night to work. My family and I, and a few other families, were at the pool, but it was only around like 15 people. Since the pool was so empty, my boss gave the other lifeguard permission to leave for the night. As any other night, the children were playing and the adults were talking, until one of my boss's friends pulled up to spend time at the pool. She had an English bulldog with her, and it was against the rules, but since it was July 4th, we let it slide. Her dog was white with black spots and had hazel eyes, which looked like it had a mist over them. The woman told us that he was almost completely blind, but he was still able to play with the kids. After some time went by, I decided to get in the pool because nobody else was, and the kids were off playing with the dog. But when I got in the pool, of course the kids wanted to come and play with me. We were playing in the deep end, which is about 12 feet, and everything was fine. The dog was at the edge of the pool, and then without any warning, he slipped in. I got all the kids away because I knew that the dog's swimming could be dangerous because his claws could hurt the children. The parents had moved, but they were all kind of startled that the dog had gotten in, except for his owner. When I looked back at the dog, he was struggling for air and starting to sink to the bottom. I didn't have the lifeguard buoy with me, so I'd have to do this by myself. I dove down and grabbed the dog around the waist, and used my right arms and legs to lift us both. The dog itself was large and about 100 pounds. Since he couldn't see well, he didn't really know what was going on, and couldn't help me get him to the wall. He stopped struggling so much, and I was able to get him to the wall and his front paws on the edge. He didn't have much strength, but I helped him push him out with my arms. He survived with no injuries and coughed up very little water. The owner thanked me and said the bulldogs don't have webs in their feet like other dogs, which meant he couldn't swim. I felt amazing at what I had done and what kind of person I was for saving a life, even if it wasn't human. I felt that my own personal experience in a crisis showed what kind of person I really am.